The offer sounds almost too good to be true, but the reports on Tuesday were from reliable sources. Caught in a publicity firefight with Hachette Book Group authors and publishers, Amazon appealed to one of the parties for peace. Welcome to Copyright Clearance Center's podcast series. I'm Christopher Keneally for Beyond the Book. The online shopping giant had proposed, perhaps more accurately, it has dared to give Hachette authors 100% of all their ebook revenues for the duration of Amazon's pricing dispute with the publisher. What does the bid for authors' sympathies say about the Amazon perspective on publishing? For more on Jeff Bezos' fantasy world and any publisher's worst nightmare, Andrew Albanese joins me from the offices of Publishers Weekly. Andrew, welcome back to Beyond the Book.
Hey there, Chris.
Well, that is obviously the top story this week, but before we get into it, we've got something else on the menu. In fact, cooking is on the menu, at least for this coming Monday's issue at PW.
That's right. Cooking is on the menu for Monday's issue. It's our feature on cookbooks. And for me, it's always one of the best issues of the year because, well, the cookbook business is actually booming. So it's really fun to learn about that. And there are, of course, lots of delicious new entries. So you can check out Monday's issue for the full scoop, but I'll just leave you with my favorite, this little teaser. In November, Random House is going to publish Prune by Gabrielle Hamilton with recipes from her East Village restaurant, which I have to say are really, really tasty. I'm a big fan of Prune. And while you're dreaming, I'm making some of the meals from Prune. You should actually go back and read Hamilton's 2011 memoir, Blood, Bones, and Butter, which is one of my favorite reads. I should also mention that in the news section on Monday, we're going to be looking at HarperCollins' initiative this week. The company is going to be cooking up a way to sell books directly. And I think it's fair to sort of cast this as a response to Amazon's battle with Hachette. There's lots of pre-order buttons going up on the Harper website at some point, but obviously there's much more going on there, and you can read all about it in Monday's issue.
Well, when it comes to cooking, you just threw Amazon on the coals there. So let's see what we've got to serve up to people here. So in its battle with Hachette, which we've covered pretty closely here, and you've made some, I think, really important points about the implications of it, we've had an interesting twist and turn this week. And recap what happened.
We are seeing some very interesting twists and turns now. And I think the first thing that really strikes me about developments this week is that this battle between Amazon and Hachette is really becoming a public relations battle with author camps lining up for or against Amazon, and blogs and editorials and major newspapers, and of course lots of other major media news sources running stories about who's going to control the future of publishing. And you know, really my reaction at this point is, you know, stop the ride. I need to get off. We've gotten way far off from what this really is, which is, you know, a negotiation over terms of sale. And, you know, all these great headlines aside, this is not going to be settled publicly or in the headlines. And this really isn't some great existential fight, at least not yet. And the outcome here is going to be negotiated, you know, not over these sort of manufactured concerns about the future of publishing, not to say that there aren't concerns there, but the ones we're seeing in the press are kind of trumped up. This is really just two corporations that are coming to business terms. So, you know, I'd like to say it's time for a deep breath right now. I know that's not what the major headlines want to say, but, you know, I just want to take a deep breath.
Well, this is Beyond the Book, Andrew, and you take that deep breath. And while you do, let me make a point here that for the audience that may not be following it as closely as you, that Amazon has floated an idea that Hachette authors should get 100% of all their ebook revenues until this dispute over terms is settled. And Amazon insists this is a serious offer, but I gather you see things differently.
Yeah, I do see things differently. And I really am kind of disappointed in Amazon because I think they're better than this. This is so clearly a stunt. There's really no two ways about it. And worse, it's not even that artful or clever. You know, David Nagar, who is an executive at Amazon, was formerly a president of sales at Random House, and his family are all respected independent literary agents, his mother and his sister. You know, I think he knows, you know, the proposal came from him. I think he knows well that it would never fly with Hachette. But really, you know, here's the thing. Anyone who covers the industry knows the details of Amazon negotiations are always super secret. It's one of the great frustrations in covering publishing that publishers won't share information for fear of angering Amazon, and Amazon won't share information for fear of maybe harming their market position or something, whether it's Kindle numbers or whatever. And yet, here's this proposal, which comes in an email from Amazon executive executive, David Nagar, which is, hey, perfect for forwarding on to journalists. And surprise, it winds up in the headlines of major newspapers before it ever hits a desk at Hachette. So, you know, what I can tell you about whether or not this is serious is this. If it really was a serious proposal from Amazon, sure as hell wouldn't be in the headlines, right? We wouldn't be talking about it. And as to the proposal itself, I really don't even want to dignify it by going over all the reasons why Hachette could never accept it. You know, you can read those reasons online on the PW site, and in Monday's issue, we'll have a little more. But I'll cut to the chase about the PR side of this, and this really is a PR gag, and you can actually see what purpose it's designed to serve. And in fact, Amazon is kind of awkwardly calling out two points. One is that this is a negotiation between billion-dollar companies. You know, one company that wants to keep ebook prices high, that'd be Hachette, and Amazon who wants to keep them low. And two, the proposal raises the issue of the author's cut of ebook sales, which has been a sore point for authors in recent years. And as we've discussed on this program many times before, you know, the standard royalty for ebooks is generally 25% of net revenue for the major publishers. Amazon has long hoped to woo authors directly to the Kindle platform with a higher royalty. So while this proposal really has no serious chance of ever being accepted by Hachette, it really again calls out that Amazon wants to pay authors more and Hachette wants to pay authors less. And I think it's not too hard to see that that's the real aim of this serious proposal.
Well, indeed. And you said, Andrew, that negotiations with Amazon are always secret. In fact, as far as I understand, just about everything with Amazon is secret until it's not, of course. And so having said that, what do you know about negotiations?
Well, you know, we learned a little bit from, you know, recent developments. And what we did learn is that Hachette's contract with Amazon terminated in March. But we don't know why that is. You know, you note that Amazon used the word terminated and not expired. And, you know, following the approval of the DOJ settlement in September of 2012, Hachette did not have a new ebook agreement in place until a little later that fall. So if you assume that there was a two-year deal cut between Hachette and Amazon, you know, how did we wind up with a contract that ended in March? You know, I don't know. I'm hoping to find out whether or not that was terminated early by one of the parties or how we wound up with a deal that ended in March. But one thing I just want to call out is sort of, you know, the danger of following the bouncing ball here. You know, by that I mean thinking that Amazon is, you know, the things that Amazon is said to be negotiating for, the things that are leaking out in the press, is actually what it wants out of these negotiations. You know, we've seen these dribs and drabs about Amazon wanting more co-op fees and wanting more margin on ebook sales, but I'm still a little dubious that that's what Amazon's, you know, that Amazon is actually doing all this to Hachette for a little bit more margin. Now, I think it's clear that Amazon is angling towards something else. And Forbes had a neat piece this week on the financials of this, too. You know, if Amazon prevails and gets near to what it is apparently asking for, then we're really only talking about $11 million in additional revenue for Amazon. Analyst Peter Cohen came up with those numbers for Forbes. And he writes that that's about 0.14% of Amazon's $78 billion in revenue. Hardly going to impress anyone on the street and really not worth the trouble of going through this major PR battle. So what is this all about? Well, I think pretty clearly it's all about price control of ebook. And as I had reported earlier this month, I think Amazon is probably showing its teeth to Hachette in an effort to ensure that once the DOJ consent decrees are over, that the ebook business never goes back to agency pricing. We'll see. I'm not sure, but that's my guess.
Right, and we'll see, as you say. And you know, it's interesting to come to that conclusion that in a world where, you know, Jeff Bezos can fantasize about almost anything, his nightmare is agency pricing.
That's a very good point. And especially in a business where what's books are maybe 7% of Amazon's total business. But I think it's a real sort of a crown jewel for Amazon. So we'll see.
We will indeed. Andrew Albanese, senior writer of Publishers Weekly. Thanks for joining us this week on Beyond the Book.
My pleasure, as always.
Beyond the Book is produced by Copyright Clearance Center, a global rights broker for the world's most sought-after materials, including millions of books and ebooks, journals, newspapers, magazines, and blogs, as well as images, movies, and television shows. You can follow us on Twitter, find Beyond the Book on Facebook, and subscribe to the free podcast series on iTunes or at our website, beyondthebook.com. Our engineer and co-producer is Jeremy Brisky of Burst Marketing. My name is Christopher Keneally. For all of us at Copyright Clearance Center, thanks for listening to Beyond the Book.